Well, good morning, everybody. So this family decided they were going to have the priest over for dinner. And so they put out the nice china and all these things. And it was a really nice dinner. Everybody had a good time. Priest walked away, left. And the woman was, they were doing dishes. And she realized that she was one knife short. And she thought, I cannot believe that priest stole one of my nice china knives. And this just bothered her for a whole year. Ate her alive. Every time that Father was up there doing mass, she kept thinking, that's the guy that stole my china. And so finally, after a year, it just bubbled up to a point she just couldn't take anymore. She said, Father, remember how we had you over a year ago? You stole my knife. He said, no, I didn't. I put it in your Bible. Oh my goodness. Okay. I want to talk today about the next precept of the church, which is about following the prescribed days of fasting and abstinence. And there's a line that says, a diet changes the way you look. Fasting changes the way you see. And regular fasting is a part of every religion. And it has been a part, an important part of our Catholic religion since the very, very beginning. And fasting does. It changes the way you see. Fasting changes the way you see in a good way. Because you see things, you see in a less obstructed, more focused way. When we're not stuffed and surrounded by all this food and stuff, then we have an easier ability to see things, to see the Lord when we're not stuffed and surrounded by the, like St. Paul says in the second reading today of Philippians, he said, it's all rubbish. It's all rubbish. I want to empty my life of some of all of this excess, because it's getting in the way. It's getting in the way of the prize. And fasting helps us focus on the prize. And what is the prize? Is not a what, but a who. It's Jesus. And it's heaven. It's heaven. When we live fasting, we live a life that is not focused on this world, but focused on that world. Our lives of fasting keep us focused on the prize. And that's what St. Paul says. The pursuit of the goal. I continue my pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling, it's Christ Jesus to heaven. And fasting helps us that. Fasting helps us to see the enemy at work around us. Remember how Jesus himself goes into the desert for 40 days. And 40 nights. And while he is there, he fasts heroically, says the scripture. And he does battle with the enemy. And remember how Jesus says, he says, some demons that exist in this world, and even like in our own lives, like some of these demons, he says, they can only be expelled by much prayer and much fasting. There is a power in fasting. Which is why Jesus models it for us, and why he tells us even in Matthew chapter 6 and Mark chapter 2 and other places too that we had better do it ourselves. And even our mother Mary and some of her apparitions has told us the same thing. Fast. Fast. Empty your life of all the rubbish and live a life focused, a life of sacrifice focused on heaven, focused on Christ. We are now entering today into what is traditionally called Passiontide. It's the last 2 weeks of Lent. And in these last 2 weeks of Lent, the Roman Missal tells us that it is a good practice and the customary practice to veil our images and statues. Ergo, there they are. And you can read about the why in my bulletin column. But we're entering this last 2 weeks, this Passiontide, which is a time for us, like, all of Lent, of course, is a time for us to really be thinking and spending time with the sacrifice of our Lord. But maybe even in a more intense way, these last 2 weeks, and maybe if we've kind of waffled a little bit on some of our Lenten resolves, and now's the time to be like, you know what, these last 2 weeks, I want to be even more attentive. I want to live a better, even more focused life, emptying of all this rubbish, focused on what actually counts. The precept of the church that we have is that we should observe all of the prescribed days of fasting abstinence. Here's canon law number 1250. The penitential prescribed days and times in the universal church are every Friday of the whole year and the whole season of Lent. And I think we get the Lent part okay, but I do think that sometimes we might forget that every single Friday, as canon 1250 says, every single Friday is a day in the church for fasting of some kind. It doesn't anymore have to be no meat. It could be something else. No meat is a great one, though. But it could be something else. But every Friday, we should be doing some sort of penance, some sort of fasting, not only during Lent, but during the whole year as well. Why? Why Friday? Because Friday is the day that our Lord gave us his life and sacrificed everything. And so we make a small little sacrifice in turn. I do think just two little things, that we fast prudently. You know, fasting looks different for a priest than it does for a kid. A kid is growing. You got to feed the kid, you know, for their health and all those things. It looks different for an older person who has medical things. It looks different for a 30-year-old. It looks different for, depending on all of these factors. We must fast prudently. It wouldn't make sense for a bricklayer who supports his family as laying bricks to not eat anything except Cheerios, you know, because he needs to have muscles and strength, you know. And so we have to always exercise prudence in how it is that we fast. And also, though, we do it prayerfully. Say, Lord, what are you inviting me to do for you here? Fasting is one of those things that we just cannot let go of, because it has always been central to the life in Jesus. And so we ask our beautiful Lord today, as we enter into Passiontide, to help us to fast with the heart. In the name of the Father, the Son, and